This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. God's Symphony. And who the players are.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and you are listening to Truth Matters. These saints have harps to play before God. There are three groups of people who play in God's symphony. Raptured saints, who are in chapter 5, verse 8. The 144,000, which we saw in Revelation, chapter 14, verse 2. And now we see the martyred saints in chapter 15, who sing before God and play harps before God. The song of Moses and the song of the Lamb really is their song in verses 3 through 4, and we see that. The first song that Moses wrote is in Exodus 15, 1 through 18. That's most likely not it. Moses also wrote a second song in Deuteronomy chapter 32 that he wrote just before the end of his life. And specifically, it is Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 39 through 43. And really, when you think about Moses, I don't think about him for his songs, but he was actually a songwriter. So let's read chapter 32, verses 39 through 43. Now see that even I am he, and there is no God besides me. I kill and make alive, I wound and I heal, nor is there any who can deliver me from my hand. For I raise my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if it were my glittering sword and my hand takes hold of judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives, and from the heads of the leaders of the enemy. Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people, for I will avenge the blood of his servants and render vengeance to his adversaries, and I will provide atonement for his land and his people. The tribulation saints can see that God is about to let loose his final judgments upon his enemies on earth. So they are singing the song of Moses, which is consistent with the need for justice. And you got to understand that the martyred saints have a different redemption. God is different for them than for the raptured saints, or even for the 144,000. What God has done for us and our relationship with God really is who God means to us. And if you look at the martyred saints, they have been killed, murdered for their faithfulness to Jesus Christ. So because of this, they cry out for justice, and their song is different. And if you read verses 3 through 4, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. This is the themes of the song in verses 3 through 4. It's his works. The tribulation saints are saying that his works are great and marvelous. His worship encompasses a review of God's works and what he has done for the worshipers. That song, when I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he healed me to the uttermost, really reminds me of the faithfulness of God. When you look at his ways, your ways are just and true. He is righteous in his judgment. He is being praised for preparing to exercise his kingship, and they are praising him, for they know that he's going to be faithful in executing his judgment, given the fact that they were martyred. He's praised for his worth. You know, they keep saying over that God is holy. They are praising him for his worship, but the worship of God will be universal. All nations will come and worship God because of the manifestation of his judgments on the earth. In verse 5, it talks about a sanctuary that is in heaven. I looked, and behold, something new, not seen before. The Holy of Holies is open, and seven angels are coming out holding seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.